Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 8 titled The Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Strike. Well, today is Saturday, April the 27th, and I'm sitting here in my car actually recording the podcast, and it's snowing so hard that the snowflakes hitting the top of my car are actually audible, so it's possible you hear little sounds here and there. That's the snow, that's right, snow, 1 week after Easter, hitting the top of my car. But anyways, if you live in the Chicago area, and if you're into classical music, then you probably know that the Chicago Symphony Orchestra has been on strike for the last 10 weeks or so. The first thing that caught my attention after this happened was that the music director and conductor, Ricardo Muti, went outside to the picket lines some 2 weeks after the strike began to express his support and loyalty to the musicians. And on one hand, that seemed like a very nice thing to do and a very kind thing to do. But on the other hand, my understanding was that the music director and conductor of a symphony orchestra like the CSO is actually part of the administration. And this argument seems to be between the musicians and the administration and the union. And it was a little bit puzzling to me for Ricardo Muti to go out and express his support, which seems nice on one hand, but on the other hand, he is part of the administration, as far as I understand it, which is actually not willing to come to an agreement with the musicians. As usually happens, a strike like this is caused by the fact that musicians and the union have not arrived at an agreement regarding the benefits of the musicians, and more specifically, the retirement benefits and the healthcare benefits. The CSO is not an average, mediocre, unknown orchestra. They're actually a top-notch organization in the United States and in the world. People like Sir George Scholte and Barenboim and Ricardo Muti right now are big, huge names in orchestral music in the last few decades, and the musicians themselves. So it's a very renowned, famous, well-accomplished orchestra, and I believe that the benefits that the musicians get should reflect that. And apparently the benefits don't reflect that, so that's how we arrived at a strike. Now, recently, in the last few days, I read that Rahm Emanuel, which used to be the mayor of Chicago, the city of Chicago, who was just replaced a couple of weeks ago by a new mayor, whose name I can't recall right now. I don't live in the city. I live in the suburbs. But it's a lady that replaced him. But anyways, it appears that he re-invited the two parties, the union for the CSO and the musicians, to come back to the table and have a fresh discussion and reconsider all offers. And it appears that the union and the musicians have agreed to sit down and look at the options again. So that would be great. That would be really nice if some solution would be offered and agreed upon. Now, my personal opinion on this, because I am a musician, I am a performing musician, and I am a professional musician. Who do I think is right here? Well, I'm probably not going to answer that question, but I will answer the question, who do I think can win this argument in the end? In this discussion really cannot go on without a solution. I think that the union is at a loss here in the long run, simply because the musicians of the CSO can move forward. They can make a living moving forward without playing on the CSO stage, but the CSO stage can't really move on without it's musicians. I mean, at some point, sooner or later, they will need musicians on that stage to move forward and to continue being the great organization that they are. I don't really know what the options are for the CSO to go out and hire brand new musicians. That would be an interesting topic to look at, an interesting solution to look at. But from what I understand, and the way that I see it, I think that the musicians have the upper hand here, even though it appears that they're losing the argument at this time and there's no income from the CSO for them. But like I said, these musicians are well accomplished. Many of them, all of them, for sure, can make a living outside of the CSO by teaching lessons, by playing gigs outside of the CSO. And the CSO itself, it would be much more difficult for them to move on without the musicians on that stage. Of course, they can organize different events and different concerts at the Symphony Center that do not use CSO musicians, but that would be very limited in the long run. So that's the current situation. This is just a little music news from the Midwest Chicago area that I wanted to share today. Thank you for listening. This is actually episode 8. Last week I said episode 6, and then the week before was actually episode 6, so I got my numbers mixed up. This is actually my 8th episode of the podcast. I'm pretty excited about that. If you listened all the way to the end, thank you. I appreciate it very much. If you want to reach out to me and find me on social media, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Just type my full name and you'll be able to find me. If you want to send me a message, or if you want to make suggestions for future topics. I'm a classical guitarist, composer, and music educator in the Chicago area. Well, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And see you in the next episode. Have a great day.